Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Jackie has contacted us. Jackie, another side effect, so to speak, in terms of the culture and the public, not individually, COVID-19. What's happened, Jackie?
Hiya, Joe. I'd just like to give my condolence to them people of the loss of the family member. Joe, my grandson was meant to make his Holy Communion next week, but on Tuesday his mum didn't like the cough that he had, so she got in touch with the doctor on Wednesday, and the doctor said, didn't see him, but said, listen, we'll send him for a COVID test.
Okay.
So that was grand. He went for the COVID test yesterday morning.
Right.
He had it done. And then in the meantime, after that was done, his mum got an email from the school to say the communion was taking place this morning, not next Saturday.
Okay.
So I needn't tell you. And it was all panic. And he was taking his inhalers. He has asthma. He hasn't had it since a year and a half.
Okay.
And that's what they were saying that his mum was saying that he had. So that was fine. And next of all, I tried everywhere yesterday. Mm. I tried to get in touch with Stephen Donnelly. I couldn't. I was on to government buildings. They were all in the building.
I know, of course they were. They're working hard. What was your request, Jackie?
I'll tell you, to get the results of my grandson's test. And I did ask, is there anywhere we could go private with him, get it done and have the results as ASAP? I was told we don't know anything about that. Mm. So even that way, we weren't getting anywhere. I was on the phone up to 5 o'clock, Joe, to everybody. I left a message for Micheál Martin to get in touch with me. But what I'm arguing is, how can Stephen Donnelly get his results within 4 hours, Joe? And my poor grandson, now we're broken-hearted. We're broken-hearted, Joe. He's 8. He's 8 years of age, and having to tell him he couldn't make a communion. You know, Joe, not knowing. Now, the results we don't know. They could come back positive. But that's an easier way to explain it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, Joe, but we're hoping and we're sort of saying, no, he hasn't got it, but we won't know till the results come back.
And the reason, okay, Jackie, the reason the communion was brought forward to today was because of the lockdown tonight, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know, are you indoors or outdoors, but there's such a wind coming.
Yeah, there's a wind. I'm outdoors, Joe. I'm awful sorry.
You're grand.
I'm sorry about that.
But the reason the communion was brought forward was because of the lockdown tonight.
That's right, Joe.
So they tried to get it in.
Which I don't blame them, Joe.
Yeah,
there's other families and all
and
that.
And was there anyone else knocked out of the communion this morning?
No, Joe. No. And his mum said to him, he's lovely, so quiet. And she said, how do you feel about this? And he said, Mum, I'm very sad. I'm very sad, he said, Joe. You know, it's an 8-year old child.
I know.
And we had a reference number from when they took the COVID test, and we had heard where it goes. And I tried ringing there. I tried everything. I don't be very well myself, Joe. Mm. I have a lot of medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
I had a COVID test done, and I had results that afternoon. So okay. I know, Joe, it can be done.
Yeah.
I know it can, Joe. I wouldn't have got on to you. I wouldn't have got on, Joe. And I know it can be, results can be done quicker as well. And it was because of the situation. There's not many out there on today saying the same thing happened to me. There's not, Joe. An 8-year-old little child. I rang Temple Street Hospital. I rang Crumlin Hospital. I rang everywhere. I spoke to someone in the HSE. He was a young lad, and I don't care, I'm saying it. Joe, he was terrible to me on the phone. I told him, I explained to him, you have to be a people person and listen, I am distraught.
Yeah.
And listen to me, please. That's all I'm wanting. But I got nowhere, Joe.
Yeah, but remember, don't give me your grandson's name. Obviously, he is surrounded by a beautiful family. A caring family. A wonderful granny, Jackie.
Yeah.
A wonderful nana in you that would do so much for him. And I hope, and it's an awful situation, and I'm just thinking, maybe that chap on the HSE phone line, maybe the call before you, I don't know, the call before you was someone who might have lost somebody.
Yes, you know. I do indeed. There's no better person to understand the situation. Then,
yeah.
You know, there is no better person.
It's a terrible pandemic. It's a terrible pandemic.
But I'm so annoyed with the Minister for Health.
You have to
Micheál Martin. I'll tell you why. All they had to do was say, hold on a minute. I asked him to send an email to Micheál Martin or a memo or something, and the man that I got back on again and again. I know he was in the government building.
But that says it all. He is Taoiseach of our land. He must be doing something though. Well, he's 5.1 million people. Stephen Donnelly has his own.
But I don't care. There was one child today wanting to make his communion. You know what I mean, Joe? And furthermore, can I just say something when I say about Micheál Martin? I know it's off the subject, but it is to do with health. He was the Minister for Health in 2003. Our mother was very sick. We needed her admitted into James's Hospital. Mm. The ambulance men were told they couldn't take her because Blanchardstown had closed their doors because too many patients. Mm. And my sister drove her up to the hospital. The ambulance men lifted her in. And I'm still waiting for a call from Micheál Martin from 2003. When I rang looking for him, he was in Cork. I rang, he put me through. Yeah, so, Joe, no, there's no excuses when it comes to situations like that, Joe. There's not. We get there in that government to help the people of their country.
I know, but they can't.
No, Joe.
They can't. Okay, I understand. And
you know, Joe, I'm angry.
I know that. And there's no point in me saying it's... No. He's Taoiseach of 5.1 million people.
No,
he's to deal with Brexit, COVID.
No,
Trump.
No, you know what I mean?
Okay. But the main message I hear from that, Jackie.
Yes.
And from you. Have you many grandchildren?
I have five.
And you're proud of all of them?
Every one of them.
Did they call you Nana, Jackie, or Granny, or what did they call you?
They call me Nanny, right? And then sometimes they say, Nanny Jackie.
Nanny Jackie, what a lovely name.
And you know what he used to call me? Wow. Superman Nanny.
Brilliant. Tell him to start calling you Wonder Woman Nanny, because you're Wonder Woman. And come here, Jackie, I know it's awful, and I know it's a difficult situation. The main thing is, Nanny Jackie will be able to hug him this evening. You will, as you've been hugging him for his 8 or 9 years he's been on God's earth. So he's so lucky to have you. And what was the arrangement for that? Well, it was brought forward suddenly. But I presume he had his little suit and his little jacket and
everything, Joe. They only collected it last week because it was all put on hold, of course.
Well, make sure we get him into it today and take a photograph.
Yes, I know. It is true.
And in the photograph, you grab one of today's newspapers, the Herald or the Mail or the Indo or whatever, and you get him to hold up so he'll remember the date. Do you hear me? The 18th of September.
Yeah. His mum is after doing bacon with him.
Brilliant.
The bacon, so she's after trying our best to keep him happy, you know.
Okay.
And the rest of the children are at home as well because of it. They couldn't go to school either
until they get the results of the test.
But I am annoyed with Donnelly.
I don't know what do grannies do? Do you buy him a little prayer book, or what do grannies do?
Back in our day, Joe, we got our prayer book and our rosary beads.
The little white prayer book to cover.
That's right. And our little rosary beads, you know. My other grandson used his dad's rosary beads, which was from my mother.
And they
were in a little thing, and the date was on it when my son made his communion. So things like that, you know.
But I want to say to all your relations, Jackie Kinsley, who know your grandson, as far as the little gifts are concerned, he did make his communion today, guys. So envelopes in the post will be gratefully received because he's a fantastic boy.
Little boy, Right, Joe.
God bless you, Jack.
Listen,
the other thing you told me, you suffer with health issues. Will you mind yourself?
I, I do indeed.
They is, darling, yeah.
Unfortunately, my grandchildren watch me like mad.
Yeah, rightly so. Rightly
they do
so.
Indeed.
And I know why. Because they love you. And there's nothing, there is in terms of parental love, but to see the love between a grandparent and a grandchild is a joy to behold.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
you mind yourself.
So happy.
You mind yourself,
thank you,
Jackie.
Joe.
Okay, darling.
Thank
mind
you very
yourself. Bye bye, and tell him well done. And I'll drop my card now after the program, and I'll have a collection in the office. And we will do. But I hope all his relations to Jackie Kinsella's grandson did not make his communion today. It was brought forward suddenly because of the lockdown. Apparently, that's coming tonight, and he had to have a COVID test yesterday, and the results weren't back, so he was knocked out of class. No fault of anybody. And but as far as he's concerned, as far as I'm concerned, he made his communion. Look after him. He's a great, great lad. And he's a great, great family around him, including Nanny Jackie. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Olivia McCone was listening to Jackie Kinsella and the upset about the communion being cancelled, and not the communion for that child being cancelled because he's awaiting the results of a COVID test. You're in Drogheda, Olivia. What's your situation?
Yeah, hi, Joe. Thanks for taking the call. Not similar. My cousin and I, we both have 13-year-old boys who started secondary school.
Okay.
And both got sick this week. So both had a test this morning. And their two younger brothers were supposed to make their communion tomorrow. They were actually both born on the same day. And so now we can't go until we get a negative result, please God.
Okay. And is the communion going ahead tomorrow?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, the communion is going. Oh, well, you're in Drogheda, of course. You're in free.
Yeah, we're okay.
You're in free Ireland.
Yeah.
You're in free Ireland.
We're walking around freely, like they're not a care in the world.
So their communion is going ahead tomorrow. So is he upset?
Oh my God, yeah, the two of them. Lots of big tears. So they're only 8 or 9.
I know. They're so young.
Yeah.
And remember, the communion was put off. They're supposed to be making their communion, last May. So
yep.
It's been a tough year for them.
Very disappointing.
Okay, stick together. Olivia, stay with us, because Lawrence is in lockdown Dublin, unfortunately. Lawrence, as it is now, it seems, because everyone seems to be reacting ahead of the government announcement. Lawrence Darcy is in Dublin. What happened, Lawrence, your niece?
Yes, my niece, she was to make her communion tomorrow.
Okay.
And we were all looking forward to it, needless to say. But my wife was in Mass this morning, and I was in Mass in the other church. There's two churches, you know, and she called you away.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a letter read out from the Archbishop saying that the communions were cancelled.
For tomorrow?
Yes, cancelled tomorrow. Now, the same Archbishop was on the radio during the week, and he said that the communion would take place. Now, I'm sitting here pondering, who's making decisions? Is it the government, the clergy, or what's happening? Because according to the radio news at 1 o'clock, they're sitting at the moment discussing the whole situation.
Started at half one, yeah.
And then they're going to meet en bloc tonight and decide one way or the other. But apparently it's been decided already.
Are the church not saying what everyone seems to know, that there's going to be a lockdown in Dublin on gatherings of more than a very, very small group and one household, plus one in some circumstances. So are the church, are they not, instead of cancelling at midnight tonight, they're just following government guidelines, Lawrence?
I know, but they didn't get any guidelines. That's what I'm trying to make the point, Joe. They didn't get the guidelines yet. There's all, you know yourself, what was said in the paper all the week about what's going to be done and what's not going to be done. Dublin is going to be locked down, and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. But there's no decision being taken.
Yeah, but in one sense, Lawrence, we don't need a decision because the numbers speak for themselves. The numbers in Dublin are gone up dramatically.
Oh, yeah, I quite understand that, but I can't see, I don't know what about you, but I can't see Dublin being shut down completely. But the point I'm trying to make anyway is that the decision has to come from the government, and they didn't even decide yet.
By the way, were you going to be allowed to go to the communion?
Oh, yes.
Oh, were you? Into the church? Well, yeah,
Saint
Michael's or the Oblate?
In the Oblate.
Yeah, and it was limited. Big church.
Yeah, it was limited to a certain amount.
Okay.
And we understood that. But St. Michael's is the same. They're shut down as well. And the Gaelic school, they're knocked on the head as well. So I was just wondering who making the decisions. You know, that's all. I was pondering there.
Okay. Well, remember, Dermot Martin is not John Charles McQuaid. Do you remember John Charles McQuaid?
I do indeed.
He doesn't try to, and it isn't in his DNA to try and get involved in politics or run the country or run RTE or run the government. It's not in Dermot Martin's DNA at all.
Oh, no, they're different kettle of fish.
He's much loved. Okay, Lawrence, thanks indeed. That's Lawrence Darcy. Where's Marie Gibson? Is Marie Gibson?
Joe?
What's happening? Communions again.
My great-grandchild was supposed to make her communion in May. As you know, it was all called off.
Yeah.
So it was originally planned for next Friday. Okay. Now, originally, it was both parents. But my granddaughter is a lone parent, so she was happy enough with that.
Okay.
That was, she could go on her own. So yesterday, they got letters home to say that the communion was changed to the school.
Yeah.
Now, it's attached to the church. City Key is attached to the church.
Oh, I know it, yeah.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
And there's no parents whatsoever. It's only the children, the priest, and the principal. Now, the reason I'm ringing you is I just can't believe it. There's only 17 children making their communion.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Now, for the one parent to go, which would mean 34 children, 34 adults or whatever. Now, they have stopped that. There is nobody going into the school, only the children, the principal and the priest. Now, I think it's an absolute disgrace. For the simple reason is, you're baptized in the church, you make your communion, your confirmation, and you get married in the church. And here they have the cheek to change it from the church, which is only a few feet away, to the school. Because a lot of the people down there have decided that they were going to go into the church, as the priest or the principal wasn't going to stop them going into the church. So they decided that they would put it in the school. Now, my granddaughter is absolutely devastated. She's absolutely devastated because she's the only one that the child has. Now, the nanny was going with her, as the other parent. But that was stopped. Well, she didn't mind that then. We said, look, she'll put up with it. She'll go herself. And yesterday they sent home letters to say that there was nobody going, only the children.
And now, will they live stream it or take photographs of it? Or?
Well, the photographer can stand outside the church.
Okay.
And when they're finished,
the parents
can come out. But, Joe, you know yourself, you like to take pictures of the receiving communion. I mean, it's a memory that will stay with them.
Yeah.
You know, for the rest of their life. I mean, I remember my communion day.
Yes,
I remember it vividly.
Well, they'll remember it this year.
Well, they will indeed, but even I think it's an absolute disgrace.
I think the pandemic is a disgrace, Marie, but that's...
Yeah, I know it is, yeah.
It's an absolute...
But, like, I can't understand, Joe, why they're changing it from the church...
City Key Church is one of the most beautiful churches in the country.
Absolutely. Gorgeous. I mean, I made my communion, 50, my confirmation.
50 yards from O'Connor
Bridge. I was married there. My children were christened there.
But is it a little bit small?
Not for 17 children.
Okay.
Not at all, Joe.
Anyway,
it might be narrow, but it's very long.
Yeah, but now, remember, the Dublin Diocese have cancelled all communions from midnight tonight in churches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the Dublin Diocese goes down as far as Wexford, you know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care what they say, Joe.
But hopefully it'll come round again and they'll have a little ceremony.
The church is the church.
I know, I understand that.
You know, the church is the church.
And I know people's affection for individual churches, especially beautiful churches like City Quay, which is such a history.
Oh, my God. And do you know what? When you think back, I mean, when I think back to City Quay, it was the Dockers.
That's right, yeah.
That held that church together for years and years.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's declined in population and that, you know, and all, but it's still a beautiful church. But I can't understand, Joe.
Okay.
I really can't. And I mean,
how have you been managing in the lockdown, Marie?
Talk to me, Joe. I'm nearly gone demented.
Are you?
I, honest to God, I'm afraid of my life. I go to the shops on a Saturday, and I'm not joking you, Joe. My daughter brings me. Only for that, I wouldn't go.
Why?
I'm so terrified.
Are you?
Oh, honestly, I'm terrified that nobody even comes to visit me now. They do now and again, but I'm afraid when they come that they're leaving something behind them. I really am, Joe. I know I'm paranoid, but. You're not.
We need to be really careful.
You know, there's so many, Joe. You know yourself. I mean,
I don't know what age you are, Marie.
Well, I'm 80.
80, good woman.
Yeah, I was 80 in January.
Congratulations.
Now, I'm in, you know, I'm fairly good health.
Yeah, great.
Have
you ever seen anything? I know we've all seen poverty and older people, especially in Dublin, but you've never seen anything like this in terms of a scare. Sure you have, a frightening experience.
No.
Never. We escaped the Second World War, effectively.
Oh, I tell you, I was born in 1940, Joe.
Okay.
Just after the war. And I tell you, the stories that my mother and grandmother told me, you know. Now, I remember kind of a lot now, like when I was maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I remember the gas masks. I remember the lamp lighter going around lighting the lights at night time and putting them out, and I there's lots of things that I do remember, but I don't tell you, I've never witnessed anything like this year.
Yeah.
This year is absolutely dreadful.
Well, let's try and get through it, Marie, and in every sense of the word. It won't just be the pandemic isn't determined by a calendar, but hopefully things will improve. Listen, Marie, mind yourself. I hope you're on the phone all the time to your friends. I hope you're doing FaceTime if you can.
I don't do FaceTime. Oh. I only make a call and take a call.
Great. That's all you need. Make a call, take a call.
Yeah, I do. But do you know what, Joe? I'm devastated over my great-grandchild because she's the only one that I have.
Ah.
And I'm afraid that I won't get to see her.
Ah, you will.
You know, I'm terrified. And when I tell you, Joe, her mother is devastated.
Yeah, she sounds a great woman, by the way, raising her on her own. Is that what
she is. She's a great mother.
Fair play.
She really is a great mother, but she's absolutely...
So this is your great-grandchild?
My great-grandchild, the only one I have.
Oh, well, you'll have many more, Marie.
Oh,
hopefully.
My God. I hope so, Joe, in my lifetime, anyway.
You will, and a great part of the city to live in as well.
By the way,
a brilliant school, isn't it?
You know what?
City Quay School.
When I moved out to Coolock, Joe, I hated it with a passion.
Yeah, so far away.
Oh, my mother came out and told me I was living in the country. She said, oh, Mary, you're not going to stay here. I said, well, no, I'm not. I cried for a year, Joe.
I don't believe
it. Oh, Joe, you see, I lived in Pierce Street, so I had everything at my hand. I could walk to town, never got a bus, went to Sandy Mount every day, then brought the kids down to Sandy Mount every day, walked all the way down to Tara. With a bottle of water.
Well, it was, okay. And an egg and onion sandwich.
Oh, well, I tell you, if I was lucky if I got an egg and onion sandwich. I used to get bread and jam.
Bread and jam.
And don't come back till 6 o'clock.
That's
That's what I was told, Joe.
Yeah.
But you know what? They were great days.
They were
great days. And we wanted for nothing, although we had nothing.
I know what you mean.
But we had nothing, but everybody was in the same boat.
Yeah.
And if you wanted a cup of sugar, you only had to knock at your next door neighbour. Now you don't see the neighbours.
Yeah, okay. Well,
because they're all working.
I know.
You know, everybody's working, trying to earn a few bob. But, it's so different. But anyway, once the kids started to come along, I settled down. And
well done.
Now, I wouldn't move back in now.
Oh, would you?
No, no, I wouldn't. No.
You'd cry for another year if you
moved back. Joe, I'd say, if I left my house, I would definitely cry.
Well, then don't. You're brave.
I won't. I've no intentions unless I'm going out in a box.
Well, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren
will
have days like you had as a child, mainly because of the support of their parents, their grandparents, and their great-granny. Maria
that's
Gibson,
true.
Originally from City Quay.
Originally from
City. Moved out to Coolock many years ago?
50.
Wow.
50 years okay. I'm out here.
And she's now settled.
Well, yes, I suppose okay. so. Yeah, okay. I suppose so. I'd say I'm settled. But
mind yourself, we have more calls and communions here later on. But Marie, mind yourself and your large family, your great family. That's Marie Gibson, originally from City Quay, and then moved out to Coolock, but her heart is still in City Quay, though she loves Coolock. 51551. Thanks, Marie. Wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Connolly is in Westmeath, Joe at rt.ie. Bridie, you've got just a lovely idea. Go ahead, Bridie.
I feel sorry for that little boy.
Yeah.
For his granny, because I'm a granny myself.
Yeah.
But I was at Mass in St. Peter's and Paul's Wednesday morning in Athlone.
Okay.
And when I went in, Father Dighton, our wonderful parish priest,
right.
was over at the side with a little boy.
Okay.
And then it was announced that this little boy was making his Holy Communion.
Ah.
So it all happened, and at the end of Mass, we were all asked to clap.
Ah, magic.
And I'm quite sure that that little boy's parish priest can arrange that.
Absolutely.
Probably the little boy's more of his family might be able to come.
When things settle down.
Even before, because we're allowed, I think, 50 into the church.
Oh, sorry,
now.
Yeah, you're not. Dublin is now going into a different phase, I'm told.
So that's. He needn't be disappointed. The parish priest will do
that's
something.
So the parish priest said. Father Dighton said there's one child making his communion today. This is him. He's a gorgeous boy. Look at him.
Yes.
And he's beautifully turned out for the day that's in it. And I want everyone to give him a round of applause.
Exactly. And we all clapped.
And what was the expression on the little boy's face?
Well, he just smiled. He had a mask on after he received the course.
Brilliant. Especially when Father Dighton said, now we're taking up a collection for him. Everybody.
Oh, no, Father Dighton doesn't take up collections.
Oh,
we're getting away with murder down here. There's one other point I want to make very quickly, Joe, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to get on. My daughter, who lives in Dubai, is in Aberdeen at the moment because her son, has just started university there.
Okay.
She has to fly back to Dubai, of course, I think Saturday she's gone back. She had to take a COVID test. She took it yesterday in the morning, Thursday.
Okay. Yeah.
She got the result in the evening.
Okay.
What is going on here?
Well, I'm not up to speed on testing here, though.
Though
I heard Paul Reid on Morning Ireland this morning.
He was totally on top of his brief. Yeah, well, hopefully
Bridie, why does Father Dighton not take up a collection?
He's such a good priest. He likes us all.
Okay. And he never did.
He did, Joe.
Back
he's letting us away with us now, and especially us people that have big cocooning,
yeah. And how have you got on during the lockdown, Bridie?
I got on fine. I did what I was told. I'm a retired nurse.
Okay,
and,
well done.
I had someone deliver my shopping. And
did you manage? Did you keep company?
I had the phone and I had Skype to my daughters, one in Dubai and one in Australia,
was
to come home in August, but couldn't come home because they were on lockdown there because of people not doing what they should do.
Okay.
And I'm fine, and I have very good neighbours.
Well done, Bridie. And Bridie, will you promise me one thing?
Yes.
Will you remember Father Dighton for the Christmas Jews? when the envelope, when the envelope comes around.
I look at the next. If I go to my, I don't go every morning now because I feel it's unfair.
Okay, oh, well done, because you're taking up a space that someone else might
because
want
I'm
to
taking
use.
Up yeah, a space for someone else.
You're brilliant.
But if I go next Wednesday morning and he's there, I'll hand him an envelope and I'll say, Joe Duffy said I have to give this to you.
Stay there, Bridie. Brian is in on from Wexford. 51551, wash your hands. Brian, your point, please.
How are you, Joe?
Good,
no, I'm absolutely flabbergasted with all of this about communions, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of a pandemic here. People's lives are at stake here. And all people are worried about is the photograph with the child making the first communion. I mean, it's absurd. You couldn't write the script to it. I mean, people's lives are at stake. And a lot of the people ringing into you are grandparents who are elderly, the most vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still ringing into you. What is going on? These kids are 8, 9 years of age. They can make their communion next year, the year after, and every year for the rest of their lives. But at the moment, we've a bigger issue on hand. And that issue needs to be solved before there's any more communions, any more envelopes, and any more photographs.
And do you think pubs... Where are you, Brian? You're in Wexford.
Yes.
The pubs are open in Wexford. All the drinking pubs, the eating pubs are open, and the drinking pubs will be open on Monday. Do you agree with that?
I'm torn between it, really, to be honest. Myself, personally, I wouldn't go... I wouldn't be obliged to buy food to have a pint, and I like a pint.
Okay.
So I haven't been to the dry pubs, as you call them, and around the area where I am, most of the guys can't open because the bars are so small if they use the distancing, it won't be profitable for them, so they won't be open. So it won't really make much difference down where I am, you know.
Okay, stay with us, Brian. Nicola is on the line. Nicola.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
What do you think of Brian's point? Just why are people so upset about communions?
I suppose, you know, it is a sacrament. We've been preparing our child for a sacrament. And, you know, it is a special day within the Catholic Church. I myself am a frontline worker, and so is my husband. And we've been out working, you know, through this pandemic. Our children, you know, have been kind of secondary in everything. It's been work first and kids second. We have delayed on confirmation. We have delayed on communion. We had rescheduled confirmation. It did work very well. We were very compliant. Mm. We followed numbers and guidelines, masks. Everything was scaled down to just really where we were as children.
And are you in Dublin, and was communion due to happen next
week?
Yeah,
we're due to have communion tomorrow, and we're still worried whether it'll go ahead or not.
Well, it's not. Well, I see the statement from the Dublin Diocese, it's not going ahead. But was there any possibility of it going ahead today? Which is what happened in a number of schools. They said it's going to happen today.
We did suggest that locally here, Joe, and it couldn't be arranged. The email that we received from our local priest said that he had spoken to frontline workers and they couldn't arrange the time off. Now, as a frontline worker, and, you know, with, you know, in, I suppose, communication through WhatsApp with our other, you know, parents within the class, everybody's off and ready for tomorrow. We know when we go back to work now what we're facing, and, you know, leave is all going to be held and cancelled all over again, you know, because of the very nature of what we do. We just wanted, I suppose, our children just to kind of have the sacrament and look at a celebration somewhere a year down the road.
Okay.
You know, and just keep it simple. And that was it. Now, in the email we received from our local priest, he said the frontline workers couldn't arrange, you know, time off at such short notice. But we're ready to go. And we had it scaled back. You know, our other child can't attend the church with us. That's okay. The same happened for his confirmation. It was fine. And it was a lovely day. A simple day and a lovely day.
Okay.
And that's all we were looking for.
Okay. Margaret, or Nicola, I'm very conscious that you're a frontline worker in Norse and your husband is a firefighter. Two frontline workers in the household. My God.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
What a blessed household, I hope.
Please God. Okay. And I understand everybody's concerns for keeping safe.
Okay. Yes. Nicola, thanks indeed.
Thank you for taking my call,
and
Joe.
Thank you for making the call. Margaret Whelan, Margaret.
How are you there, Joe?
Your point. Yeah, you agree with Brian, do you?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I think the Catholic Church should have postponed all of the communions and the confirmations until next year. Because obviously it's, as that lady said, it's a celebration, and that's lovely. And you really want to celebrate celebration. And in this context, the facilities to do that are not really there. The child is going, and there's no real thing for them afterwards if you do it properly. But what I think has happened is the communions have gone ahead, and there have been house parties, well, house gatherings, I won't call them parties, people gathering to celebrate. And they're asking us, they've been asking us from the get-go to limit our contacts. And in that context, that's where it's going to spread among the older people who are the most vulnerable. I'm in that category. And in my situation here at the moment, now I'm in my local area, it's on the rise. And I have decided I normally play pitch and putt on a Friday morning for the last number of weeks. With some women friends, because we're outdoors, and we've been lucky with the weather, and then we have a bit of lunch afterwards, all outdoors. Now, I opted to not do that today, because it's on the rise. One of our schools has closed in our local village here, and just outside Dublin. And so in that context, I'm also, my daughter lives local. There's a case in my grandchild's school. I'm not going to see them for the next while to see how things go, because the whole point is to step back. And the way I function is I consider it that we're in a war, and as if there was a bomb going off. And in that context, you wouldn't go out if there was a bomb. Yeah. So we have to just limit our contacts. Do the wash the hands, as you keep saying, wash your hands, do all of that, but limit the contacts. Now, obviously, keep in touch. I do a Zoom thing every Wednesday. I'm in a choir for social inclusion, and some of our members would have dementia and stuff. And we have two beautiful girls that run it, Sharon and Sive. It's a County Kildare initiative. And we do Zoom on a Wednesday morning. Now, not all of our choir members have the facility to join us on Zoom, but that has kept us connected. And I really enjoy that. The girls are marvellous. They do a live music thing every Friday morning. It's called Embrace Music. And these are the things. I mean, in the beginning of the lockdown, I got involved in a local initiative in the area, sewing masks and scrubs for the nursing home.
So I was
doing that. And there was a great cohort of women and doing all of that, and men dropping masks. I only met one person that was involved in it, but I'll be sawing away here.
Yeah, well done.
So that's what I've been occupying myself with. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to look into your own reserves for the moment, but just keep our distance as best we can. Yeah. That's basically. And if the church had maybe postponed everything to next year.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have this issue.
Okay, Margaret, thanks.